unacceptable, and I think Senator Rubio has a legitimate concern. We got to put an end to this. Trump has got to get on the TV and tell his supporters that violence in the political process in America is not acceptable. End of discussion.
Let me, one second, Ronald. I'm sorry, I just want to play devil's advocate for 1 second on this. Some of your supporters in Chicago were acting violently as well. And I have to say, the guy who rushed the stage yesterday at Donald Trump voted for you. Now, I know you're not encouraging, the violence, but
Jay,
you need to tell your supporters.
Millions of people voted for me. If I have to take responsibility for everybody who voted for me, it will be a very difficult life. You know?
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. My name is Will Kuntz, host of this here program. Like usual, no fill-ins ever, no breaks. I hope you're well. I'm doing just fine. Bernie Sanders is not responsible for protests that take place. Only Donald Trump is responsible for his people. So keep that in mind, everybody. It's not hypocritical at all. Just keep that in mind. It's different. It's totally, utterly different. This podcast is brought to you by Sly Bar, 2061 Central Avenue, right here in St. Petersburg. Check out the open mic every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. It was a weird one last week. Had a weird vibe to it. Adam Howell showed up, which if you've listened to this program at all in the past few years, you know that he started this venture with me and then disappeared, and we kind of had this falling out. And then I saw him not too long ago at Cage, and we kind of patched things up, and then he came to the open mic, and I was hoping it was going to be a good one, but it was a weird one, but still fun. So check that out every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. Tonight my guest is called Two. I thought it was only 1-2. I didn't know if it was only 1-2, 1-2, or Two, but he has informed me that it is, in fact, just Two when you're talking to him in person. Two, what's up, man?
What's up, my man?
I'm good, man. How are you? Took an Uber to be out here?
Yeah, I had to catch a little quick Uber real quick.
You locked your keys in your trunk, in your Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, so
don't fold down. The seats don't fold down.
Yeah, they don't fold down, unfortunately. I don't have that year model yet, just yet.
What's the year on your car now?
It's 2006.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty straight.
Yeah. Do you like the Benzes? Is that your go-to? If you could have any car in the world, what would you have?
Any car in the world? I'd probably get a smart car.
Those little ones?
No, just like an electric car, you know, like a Tesla or something like that.
Teslas are cool. You know, they're coming out, I think, in 2018, ones that you can actually afford.
Yeah,
they're
going to
be like $30,000.
Yeah, something like that I would, just because, you know, I guess like saving the ozone layer and all that.
I do believe in saving the ozone layer.
Yeah,
that's true. The planet, I think they should make those things with solar panels on the top. That would be cool.
Yeah.
I think they're working on that.
Dangerous, though.
Yeah, but I think now they have them, like, I want to get them for, that's a business I would want to get into if I was, like, actually trying to do work for a living and not fun work, would be doing solar panels,
Definitely. Especially
down here. I know there's a lot of incentives, like tax incentives and stuff to do
true.
So, too, you are a musician.
Definitely.
Do you call yourself a musician, a rapper?
More or less artist.
An artist in general?
Yeah, just artist all around.
So you've been, I met you at the Loft.
The Loft, definitely.
That was for the Red Bull, do you even know what that was called?
Red Bull Music Academy, I believe.
Red Bull Music Academy, I had no idea. I got pulled in last minute. Yeah. Got hammered. I was drunk as hell when I met you for the first time.
That's right.
And I noticed that the interviewing ability of mine went downhill quick.
Yeah.
Because I just started making an ass out of myself, pretty much.
Nah, it was pretty level. It was cool when we were conversating.
We talked a lot. Cool. I remember we started talking about breast implants, and it just went off the rails pretty much.
Yeah, we just talked about everything pretty much. It's a well-versed conversation.
I think so. I enjoyed it. I had a good time. I still didn't get paid for that, by the way.
It's all good.
It is. I've been getting the runaround. We kind of talked about this on Twitter.
Yeah.
So I did this event, the Localtopia. Do you know what this is?
Nah.
So it's Keep St. Pete Local. They put together this event. It's just like vendors, like pretty much everything.
Sure.
Like they got drinks, food, crafts, whatever people sell. So I hosted that thing this year. And the agreement was $300 to do so. So it rained, and it was not a nice day out. So I felt bad, and I told the lady, look, I'll donate half back to you. Oh, my gosh, thank you so much. That's so nice of you. Then I never got the half. And then she stopped taking my calls and wasn't answering the phone. And then I had to copy people on email, CC people, and I finally got her to call me back weeks and weeks later. So she said, I'm not avoiding you. I'm sorry. Things didn't go well. But she says, I got a lot of phone calls I don't want to make. Basically saying, yeah, I was avoiding you without saying it.
True.
But she was.
True, true.
So after that, I felt bad. So I said, listen, give me a membership to your website and let me host next year and we'll call it even. No response. Then like 4 days later, she says, I'll be happy to do that for you. No problem. Still hasn't been done. And I looked at the website yesterday to see if it was done. There's new people in the media section. Nothing to do with Radio St. Pete or HMB Radio so far. I don't know what to do at this point. What would you do if you were in my shoes?
Usually, when somebody like cross me, I just let the waves of the universe and like karma deal with it.
So nothing. Just don't do anything.
Yeah,
I don't
putting my energy towards anything that's like not a positive response.
I feel like, see, I still want to work with them because they are a big part of the community.
Yeah.
I want to be a part of the community.
I feel like if you just keep doing what you're doing and just build your name, it's going to come to a point where they have to come back to you.
I think that's probably the best way to do it.
Yeah,
just let
yeah.
it go. Although I kind of feel like you can't just let people do that to you either.
No, you can't.
So there's that other side of me. But I don't know what am I going to do?
So then let's, like, when they cross you, that's when you got to demand your respect. So when they reach out to you next time, you're going to work hard enough. So instead of being $300, they're going to have to double that price or maybe triple.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll just let it go then.
Yeah,
that's
just
it.
Keep working though. Like, don't even think about it. Like, it's just like catching a flat tire on the road. You gonna fix that tire. You're not gonna go back and look at the pothole and see how your tire was messed up. You're just gonna keep going.
Unless you go back and patch that pothole somehow. But see, I don't know where this analogy leads me.
I'm just saying, like, when you run over a pothole, you change the tire. You don't go back and check that pothole.
True. So just let it go.
Just let it go. Keep going.
All right. Because I don't want to trash Keep St. Pete Local. They do a lot of good work here, and I'd like to continue working with them.
You should never trash anything. Never trash anything. Just keep all the vibes positive. Even if somebody throws shade your way, just keep it positive. You know what I mean?
Okay. So I don't want to think that if anybody hears this that I'm calling out Keep St. Pete Local. I'm not making any assumptions. They do good work around here.
Peace. We promote peace.
Peace and love. That's
peace,
right.
Peace, peace.
I've been getting the runaround a lot, though, lately, it seems like.
Yeah.
I know Anna pretty well, so I'm not really worried about the Red Bull thing.
Cool.
I don't even know if there is any money with that. She said there was, but maybe there's not.
I feel
like I've been working for free a lot,
yeah.
though. But I guess that's kind of what you have to go through if you're in business like this one or in the entertainment business.
Yeah, definitely. You gotta put your work in. You gotta build your name up, really. It's all supply and demand.
True.
It's how the world works.
Yeah. Okay, so I won't, I'll just let it go. And if she does it, great. If she doesn't, fair enough.
True.
So, two, you were an artist. You, how long have you been at being an artist?
I would say I started recording probably like around 12, 13.
How old are you now?
28.
Okay, so a long time.
Yeah. But professionally, like actually getting a song mixed and mastered, I was like 21.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So how did you kind of fall into it?
I used to be in band, middle school, but then...
What instrument did you play?
Clarinet, tenor sax, and the drums. Yeah, but I can't play an instrument now to save my life.
Really? No. If you don't use it, you lose it type of thing?
Yeah, but I can still, like, read music. Like, I know notes and stuff like that, but I just can't, like, play.
Were you good in math?
I used to be.
Because I think I'm terrible at math. And I always thought it would be the coolest.
I used to be, like, great in math.
I think music and math are, like, hand in hand. That's yeah. why I asked that.
But now it's more like, I'm more, like, in the literary arts, I would say. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's more like studying history and, like, looking up words and peeping in at thesaurus and, like, trying to find deeper meanings on stuff. Like, I really don't take too much time with math unless I'm counting, like, show money or feature money.
True.
Like that.
Do you make your own music, too? Or you
yeah.
Just, yeah? So, I mean, you're still making music then. You're still...
Yeah, I just left the studio.
Yeah?
Yeah, just left the studio.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend who I always thought I saw this band the other day. You're familiar with Under Oath? You know who that is?
Nah.
It's this band I liked in high school, and they just did this like reunion tour type thing.
Okay.
And it was the coolest thing I've ever seen. Was the head guitar player playing with the lights all around him? I was like, man, that looks so cool.
Yeah.
And I tried to pick up a guitar, and I could never do it. And my buddy, who's really good, he's one of these guys that's really annoying, because he'll be like. He used to try to teach me, you know, because I got the guitar.
And be like,
no,
that's
dude,
easy.
It's like this. Yeah, and then he do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't move my fingers that way, and this is frustrating. Or he can hear a song and yeah. be like, oh, I'm going to start playing.
It's all on. Practice, though. Like, if you do anything enough times, you'll get it. And if you spend enough time on it, you'll get it.
I've heard that. They say it's 10,000 hours
yeah,
to master
definitely,
something.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
But I also think that you can get, because I took lessons, too, on the guitar. And I got to, like, a certain plateau. And maybe if I would have worked harder, I could have got over that plateau. But
yeah.
it seemed like it just wasn't my thing.
True.
You know, because you're good at certain things. I think you have, like, abilities that are given to you from birth.
Yeah.
So you got to find those and then kind of work on those.
Yep, just work on your niche. I used to make beats before I started rapping, but I never really liked my beats. And I was just, like, a super critic, like, oh, it's not good enough, like, always. But, like, with the words and, like, rapping and singing, I feel like it's more or less expression. Like, it doesn't have to be perfect, just how I feel at the moment.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Do you ever look back on stuff you did when you were younger and be like, oh, my God, I can't believe I did that?
Nah, just, like, that's where I was at that moment.
That's one of my biggest fears with this is
yeah.
because I have a catalog now. I won't listen to the really early ones because I know they're terrible.
Yeah.
I know that in retrospect, these are going to be terrible as well. Because like I said, you got to work that 10,000 hours before
yeah.
you're actually good at it.
Yeah.
So I know I stink at this, but I know eventually I'll get better.
Not even. It's just it's all about persistence and consistency and a little bit of a blessing or luck, and then just everything will unfold. But if you do what you love... Every single day, I tell people, like, if you work on your passion as hard as you work at your job that you get paid,
yeah,
soon your passion will pay.
I'm so ready for that to happen because,
yeah.
like I said, I've been working for free for so long.
But you gotta look in the mirror and ask yourself, do you put in enough hours?
True, and probably not. I've only been doing this a couple years,
yeah.
so, and it's in an industry where. You don't really make a lot of money unless you're a top billed guy.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Hopefully that will change eventually.
True, true.
But so you started when you were 13. You're 28 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
What was, I know you toured with, who did you tour with recently?
Joey Badass.
Joey Badass, yeah.
Out of New York, Brooklyn.
And how did you kind of link up with him?
Actually, I know his cousin. He passed away. Rest in peace, Junior. But that's how I met him. I was good friends with his cousin, like, just running around the city or whatever in Orlando. And we kind of linked up, just homies, like, go shopping, whatever, go kick it at the mall, club, or whatever. And he graduated from UCF and just, like, started making business moves with his cousin. And it just hit me like, yo, we coming to Florida. I want you to link up, you know, do-do-do-do. And ever since then, like, every time Joey in the state of Florida, we link up.
Did you tour, like, go city to city?
Or,
like, a whole countrywide thing?
Regionally, like, southeast region, yeah.
Where was the coolest city you performed in?
I got to say Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, Fort Lauderdale. Showed a lot of love. A lot of love in Atlanta. A lot of love in Orlando. But Fort Lauderdale, Miami, definitely, like, a lot of love out there.
What's the worst city?
The worst? I never had a worst.
You never had a bad show?
Never had a bad show. I think
you're due, man.
I think because I just come prepared. Even if the music go out, like, I know, like, my stuff so well, so I just go up and rock it a cappella if that
has
were
that
to
happened?
Happen. No, it hasn't happened.
No, it has never happened.
But if it were to happen, I would be prepared to.
Do you remember
rock a cappella?
Do you remember? You know who Ashley Simpson is? She's Jessica Simpson's sister.
Oh, yeah.
And she had that thing on Saturday Night Live. Do you remember that, where the music went out?
Nah, I'm not a big TV watcher or cable. Like, if you ask me anything about, like, TV, pop culture on cable, like, I'm never on TV.
I guess you didn't see Daredevil then? The show Daredevil?
Nah.
I make fun of James Bailey, who does a podcast on here, because he always has a superhero shirt on.
True.
Like, every time. And I think as a 36-year-old man, you kind of got to grow out of that at some point.
Hey, man. You know, everybody got a little,
I guess,
part of them that they want to hold on to.
It bugs me, though, because I feel like it's cool to be a nerd now.
Yeah.
And I don't know when that happened. I feel like the star running back in high school is sitting at lunch by himself because he's not into Batman.
Yeah.
And
you don't know when it was cool to be a nerd. You should have seen that when Star Wars had those box office numbers.
Yeah, but I feel like everybody likes those. Did you see any of those?
I watch all Star Wars.
You haven't seen any, or you seen them all?
I watch them all.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that's a transcending thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like, if you watch Star Trek, you're probably a nerd.
Yeah, true. But that was on cable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see too much of Star Trek. I don't really know too much about Star Trek.
Yeah, I know. I prefer Star Wars.
Yeah.
Definitely. I used to watch Deep Space Nine with my grandma, though.
Yeah.
On Channel 44. I remember
UPN back
in the day.
44.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I like caught a couple episodes of that.
Yeah, it's okay, but it is more, I don't know if it's more scientific-y or more nerdy, I don't know.
True.
But anywho, so James always likes to walk in here with a superhero shirt, and I like to give him hell every time.
Oh, fun
about it. Yeah.
That's real.
And then I watched Daredevil on Netflix,
cool.
And I was like, this is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, on Netflix, I just watch, like, old movies and, like, anime.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what I noticed? A lot of black people like anime.
Yeah, I actually been to Japan, though.
Yeah.
That's why I was introduced to it in Japan.
There's this other guy, Brian, that I know, too, and he's a comic.
Yeah.
And he's super into it, and you wouldn't know it just by looking at it. I guess you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, of course.
Yeah, but I was like, you know, I think I was like 13 or 14 years old. I went to Japan. I was out there for like 4 months.
What'd you go there for?
My sister, she used to, like, teach on the Navy base.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, Yokota East, like, kind of, like, outside of Tokyo. Yeah, so I was there, like, for the summer. And, of course, I couldn't watch, like, American cartoons. So
right.
I'm just watching anime with subtitles.
And did they have American subtitles on that?
Yeah.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. And,
did they do that with TV in general or just anime?
I don't know. It probably was set up like that because we was on the Navy base.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so, you know. Yeah, so I was just like, engulfed in the whole anime world, like, and just watching and, like, seeing how the storylines, it's not just, like, a Tom and Jerry cat chasing a mouse with a frying pan. Like, it's, like, actual, like, deep storylines. Even though it's animated, it's still, right. like, you know what I mean, deep storylines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of fell out of cartoons as well. It's hard for me to watch cartoons.
Yeah, yeah. No.
I like South Park, but the storylines are great, and they're hilarious, and they're the voice of reason somehow in 2016.
Yeah, I used to catch South Park in middle school.
It's still so good, dude. Now they've gotten older now, and they all just pick on things that are happening now. Like, I never thought, like I said, I never thought that show would be a voice of reason and a cultural critique on what's going on in the world, but mostly America here.
True.
It's just funny to watch.
Yeah, I never really grew up, like, with cable in the house. So, like, if I catch a show, like, it's always, like, at a friend's house or, like, cousin or, like, family member. But, like, me, I never really was, like, at home watching TV.
It's better off, man, because you can get sucked into it so easy.
Yeah, I was just always, like, in a book, outside playing, going fishing, riding a bike, like, just always, like, proactive.
I came home the other day, I got out of the car, and there was a kid outside, like, yelling and being a kid.
Yeah.
And I was like, the first thought in my head was like, is this okay? You never see kids playing outside.
True.
Anymore.
Yeah, I would say in different areas, maybe. Maybe not too much in the suburbs, but, like, in the, I'll probably say, less developed neighborhoods was kind of, like, poverty-stricken. You see more kids outside playing.
Okay, well, that's good to know at least, because I remember when I was a kid, I grew up in a lower middle class neighborhood.
Yeah.
But I used to go get on my bike and be gone for the day and didn't come home until
the
street light came
on. That was me. And see, I never really had a curfew, so, like, I used to come in the house, like, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Really? How old were you doing that?
Like, 12, 13.
What were you doing at that late?
Everything. Everything.
What does that mean, though? Everything's pretty broad. Stuff you shouldn't have been doing?
Possibly.
Okay, gotcha.
Depending on who's judging.
Your mom didn't beat you up for that?
Nah, she just said, make sure I get up and go to school. As long as I went to school, like, that was just the focus. As long as I went to school, made good grades, like, whatever I did on my free time, pastime, like, she just never, like, brought the hammer down on me, like.
Do you think that was beneficial to you or detrimental?
Definitely beneficial. Just because I had, like, such a broad horizon of, like, what the world really was at a young age instead of, like, graduating high school and going to college and, like, oh, I'm free now. Like, having that whole attitude, like, I was, like, I was doing this when I was 12.
That's
13.
A good point. Because I think a lot of people, I think now it's even worse where kids are super sheltered. Like I said, it was weird that I saw a kid outside.
Yeah.
But you got to have that balance of knowing what the world is like.
Definitely.
And then I think a lot of people screw up because they'll get to college and just be like their head will explode with freedom.
Yeah, I'm free. It's party. Yeah. I never got to party when I was young. Like, but
right.
Me, when I was young, like, I'd be at parties, like, next door, like, playing music to, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, everybody drinking, they all smoking, whatever. Like, I'll be chilling, but just I'm in that environment.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, or one of my uncles will pick me up, take me for a ride. You know what I mean? Go here, there, whatever. Just watching them move. Like, but as long as I called my mom and she knew I was, like, it was never a problem.
Yeah, you got to strike that balance.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And honesty. I want to put that out there. If you be honest with your parents or your grandparents or your uncle, whoever watching you or your guardian, like, if you keep it honest, like, I figure, like, it'll be more freedom. That's why a lot of kids don't have freedom, because they lie.
Right.
They're like, oh, no, I wasn't there. Then they find out, okay, you can't go nowhere now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But everywhere I was, I told my mom, everywhere.
So it was beneficial to you in your circumstance, because you got to get out there at a young age and start performing. And do your thing that you're doing now, earlier. So that was beneficial to you.
Definitely. And it gave me, like, a well-versed, like, of, like, people. Like, being around different type of people. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When the lights go out and a couple of drinks go back, like, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At a young age, very young age. So like, when I went to college, it wasn't like party animal. Like, I was just like,
yeah, chill. You're used to that already.
And I'm
yeah.
like, I did that. Like,
yeah.
Well, it's new. Show yeah. me something new. Like,
yeah, right.
Yeah, it was kind of. I don't know. I guess like my grandma said, she like, I got an old soul, like I've been here before.
I get that about you. You get a very mellow vibe.
Yeah, yeah. Seen a lot, so, you know.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, this is the Homemade Broadcast. My guest is Two. He is a musician, artist. I don't know. I feel weird saying musician, artist.
Just say artist. Artist.
Artist Two.
Are you familiar with Jean-Michel Basquiat?
I am. One of my favorite painters.
Yeah, actually. See. That's like, I like the... If I had to compare myself to someone, I would say, that's me.
Don't do heroin, though.
Nah, not his extracurricular activities. I'm just saying on the creative side.
Like, that guy lived a hell of a life.
He was in a band. He was in the jazz band. He made music.
Yeah, what was his band?
He painted.
Gray.
Yeah, he painted. While listening to his own music, like, I don't really like to limit myself, like, I was, like, when I moved to L.A., like, I wasn't even working on music at all. Like, I was, like, more in, like, acting and comedy, you know what I mean? Like, writing for comedians.
Did you ever do stand-up?
No, I never did stand-up. I tried it once.
Didn't like it?
I won a competition, but it's just, like, I feel like I like music.
Right.
I like the music, the rhythm of the crowd when you make your music. Like, it's some more, like, intense emotion, like
right.
when you're doing comedy, stand-up comedy is like you throw a line, all right, that one didn't work, yeah. run to the next one, like
yeah,
you know what I mean? It's like more crowd pleasing. When you make your music, it's just like a massage and a vibe, just
right.
a vibe.
And you're a positive guy, and most comedy is negative.
yeah, and I really don't like shedding light on too much negativity. Like, I mean, I do it in my music. Like, I let somebody know, like, if I lost a loved one, everything not going so right. But I don't try to focus on negativity.
Yeah. Well, see, the good thing about comedy, though, is that you're making a negative a positive.
Exactly.
Right? So you can make fun of it and laugh at it. Exactly. And then it loses its power.
Yep. But see, I was just kind of like the Geppetto behind, like, a successful comedian.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So when did you moved out to L.A., when did you do that?
Like 2012.
Okay, and when did you come back?
2015.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you just got back. Not too
yeah, I just ago. Got back like last year, like January of last year.
I had a friend that moved out there to do comedy.
Yeah.
And he hated it. He thought just the whole scene was artificial.
Yeah, very, very artificial, very superficial, but I feel like that's everywhere, you know?
It so, can be, yeah. I think because there's a lot of pressure out there because that's, like, New York, L.A. are hubs
yeah.
for the entertainment industry.
It's pressure and also nepotism. A lot of people got to understand.
How so?
It's just how the world is.
Okay.
Well, look at Walmart, all the Waltons, like...
I just had a long talk with the guy that did the podcast here last time.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theories. I was shocked to what this guy believes.
Yeah.
I went down the rabbit hole for a little while on the conspiracy thing, but I managed to peek my head back up again.
True.
Only because I determined that most people are dumb, and in order to make these wheels in the cog in the machine turn, there's got to be a lot of pieces that fit together.
True.
And I just don't think people have that ability to make that happen. Do you believe in the Illuminati?
Yes.
That was one he brought. You believe in that?
Yeah.
It's a pretty common thing people believe in.
It's real, though. It's a real thing.
I think there's elites, but I don't know if there's an Illuminati, necessarily.
It's a real thing.
Is that one thing that you're sure that exists? You have no doubt in your mind?
I would just say it's a real thing.
I think it just goes back to the elites, though, like the Waltons, like you said. But remember, too, the Waltons were a bunch of hicks in Alabama or yeah. Arkansas, excuse me. And then they kind of built up their business and became rich. Yeah. And I kind of feel like that's kind of frowned upon these days, like with the rise of Bernie Sanders, guys like this who are talking about total equality, which I don't think exists in nature.
No, never. It don't even exist in
the animal kingdom.
No, not at all.
So. People get eaten.
Yeah.
Killed. The strong move to the top. And
exactly.
I feel like we're selling ourselves short.
Even big whales have to eat krill.
That's true. Yeah.
Krill, like one of the smallest organisms in the ocean, the biggest.
Eats it up.
He feeds off the smallest organism in the ocean.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. And there's this really hard push towards equality that everyone should be on the same footing. Which everyone should be on the same footing.
It should be. I feel like it should be no diversity just because of pigment. I don't think that should be. But I mean, it is what it is. It's something we got to live with.
Yeah, I think we're born equal.
Yeah.
But then the scales shift shortly.
Yeah,
after.
But we're born in a capitalist environment, so like basically every day is like get a dollar or die.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks we shouldn't have to live that way, but, you know, that's just how, I wouldn't say the world works, that's just how they made the world to work that way.
Is this the Illuminati you're talking about? Meaning they?
I would just say they. I wouldn't blame it on the Illuminati. I don't know anyone in there. I don't know anyone associated with it, but I just know that it's a real thing.
Who do you think is the head? If you were to take a guess, take a swing.
I don't even want to guess. I don't even want to know.
If I were to guess, just off the top of my head.
Off the top.
I would say it's got to be, this is hard. I want to say Oprah off the top of my head.
But Oprah.
She's another self-made person, though.
But it's like so many more people have so much more power than Oprah.
She's pretty powerful, though. She's probably the most powerful woman in media
person. She might be one powerful.
What's that guy's
minority
name?
But I would definitely say there's a couple more.
Rupert Murdoch. That guy's got a lot of power.
Yeah, possibly.
Controlling the media can get you a lot and get people to want to be on your side too.
Definitely,
that's a pretty powerful thing.
Yeah, if you got I would just say if you got money. You can really do a lot. You can make people move with money.
That's a fact. Yeah. I think that's why Donald Trump is doing so well, too.
Exactly.
Because he doesn't supposedly take money from anybody.
Nah, no endorsements, no one co-signing. He pushes his own ship. And a lot of people don't know. I don't know if you ever, like, watch the news or, like, see newspapers, but, like, bad news always sell.
Yeah. Well, good news is boring. That's the thing about good news.
They don't want to read about it. They don't want to hear that the happy ending. They want the raw, uncut.
Yeah, news is never good.
No.
News that you want to know about is things that can harm you.
And when it is good, it's short and sweet.
They try to do that, like, the local news will do that, where they'll try to push, like, now something that's good with Tampa Bay.
Yeah, it's
short, and it's boring.
But it's short and sweet, though.
It's short and sweet, and it's always dumb. Yeah. It's always just, I mean, it's nice.
People
but
are
it's not important.
Picking up cans along the ocean, and they're like, yeah,
yeah
we've,
good.
We've been out here and cut.
Yeah. like, all right, good. Next,
back to the homicide
bomber.
Back to the homicide that went down on suspects are still. Not
large.
Apprehended and da, da, da.
Yeah.
If you
but
see
that's
these
news you need to know.
And
that's news you need to know because if you see these people, you gotta say, "Oh, I gotta stay away from these people."
Yeah, but
you should care about the good news. But it's not news.
No,
picking up cans along the water is nice, but it's not news.
No, but I think it's like more things that should be like put to the forefront, like. I have nothing against any religion or like, you know, I'm a spiritual person. I don't endorse any religion, but like just a lot of stuff like we as people should just like really look at and just like put it into like perspective. Like, all right, let's just say let's just say a church. I won't say any religion or just a building, a temple. is pretty much empty 4 days out of a 7 day week.
Right. Right.
And there, a lot of churches, a lot of temples, a lot of, you know what I mean, just standing around being empty. And like, they have to pay no taxes.
Right. So, yeah, I'm with you there, man.
So why are like all these homeless people just living in the street?
Yep.
And there's so much room in these places that are only occupied for a few hours, then empty for the rest of the
not
week.
Only that, not even churches, but just places. Yeah, in temples. General, there's so many. I was walking along Fifth Avenue here the other day. Yeah. Just wanted to get a coffee. And there's two houses that are just unoccupied.
Exactly.
They're nice, big places. I don't know what they're doing with them. And that's, I heard about this thing, so when the foreclosure thing happened, when it really hit hard,
yeah,
they had to, the banks had to hire lawn people to go mow the grasses of these places to have the illusion that people were living in there.
Yeah.
But there were so many places. I mean, Detroit's
keep up the property value.
Right, for potential buyers at some point. I guess things are getting better now.
Yeah, but it's crazy, like, humans are the only species on Earth that have to pay to survive.
Yes, but that, I feel like we have it better too. Then it's an expense of your state of being. Like, I'm glad that I can live in an inside place because I don't have the skills to build a home, you know, and I don't want to live in a shack either. I mean, sure. I don't live great now, but I still have plumbing, which is awesome, which the rest of the world doesn't really have, by the way. Sure. I think most people, even in like West Virginia, they don't. There's a lot of places that have tin roofs and no inside plumbing whatsoever. Yeah, like the poorest people, and that's in America.
Yeah, I've been a couple of places with outhouses.
Yeah, and I'm so glad. I'd gladly work a little bit and pay to have a toilet that flushes.
True, true. But I'm just saying, like water, like we pay for water.
Right.
The world is 70% water, and we pay to drink water.
Yeah. But a lot of it's not usable, though, because it's salt.
Yeah.
So you got to have a company that purifies the water. I guess you could go pull water out of the lake, theoretically, boil it, exactly, and then use it if you wanted to. I don't want to do that.
I'm just saying.
You know, I get your point, though. But, yeah, it's part of, I'm glad that
a basic human necessity we have to pay for.
Yeah, I get that.
And we need water. Our body is like 60-70% water. Like,
right.
We need water to survive. You can go longer without food than water.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we can go like 72 hours or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you can go longer without food than water.
Yep.
And we have to pay
for water.
To drink water.
Yep. Well, at least it's clean, though. You know it's clean. You're paying for that. You're not going to have to worry about getting some bacterial infection or something like that and dying.
True.
I'm just glad I'm here and not anywhere else in the world, pretty much. The rest of the world seems pretty terrible for the most part.
Man, I wouldn't really say that because I haven't been everywhere, but once I've traveled and seen a couple other places, then I could fall back on that.
Right.
Be able to fall back on that. So I feel like everything they show isn't always the facts or always the truth.
We talked about that for a long time, too. And Rio was very afraid to say anything. He had a dad that was in the government that worked in Alaska. And he's like, we started talking about this stuff. And he's like, I can't say anything. I don't want to talk about this.
True.
He's like literally afraid. I think he's out of his mind. Possibly not. See, that's the thing about arguments with like when you say conspiracy theories. And he got mad when I said conspiracy theory. But I don't know what else you would call it. And I asked him, what would you rather I call it? And he said, it's just reality. You can't do that, though. You have to, if you're going to say something, you have to have an argument about it.
I think this is just me personally. This is my personal theory. I think if you can think about it, it can be done.
Right. I agree. But I'm saying, like, this stuff where he's like, oh, the, you know, the lizard people run the world. And it's like, okay, do you have any evidence to this? No, I do not. I don't have anything tangible. So it's hard to argue against.
But then again, like, I say he could say that to say this. Like, I just put it like on a, let's see, like a wavelength or frequency level. Like, let's just say, you know how like dogs can hear a certain
frequency
that we can't hear.
Yeah.
So just in perspective, let's just say there is a species that can transcend their molecules to be a certain frequency that the retinas of your eyes or your pupils can't detect.
You're limited by your senses.
Exactly.
And I mean, that is true, because you can get electron microscopes or radio telescopes and stuff
like that. We feel air.
Right.
But you can't see it.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. I agree.
Yeah.
But it's hard when you're talking about just making an argument when you say something.
So then you can say that to say this, like chameleons, whatever they touch, they can emulate that.
Mm-hmm.
Emulate that. So it could be a species that can emulate whatever element.
Are you a lizard people guy?
Possibly.
All right. I went down that rabbit hole, too, which is, I kind of got out of it, too, because I was afraid. I was like, if this is true, this is very scary.
I just like to know a little bit about a lot.
Sure.
I would say.
Being curious is important.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Fills that void.
Yeah.
So you just won't be in the back like, what if? Well, maybe. Just go look.
Yeah.
Like even on religion, like, I don't say, oh, this one's bad, this one bad, this one bad. Like, I look at them all. I look at them all, and what I see is somebody just trying to tell positive stories about having good morals.
Right.
That's all I see. Like,
they're all pretty much the same.
Yeah, pretty much the same.
Just don't be
a bad
mean
person.
Yeah, don't
just
be
just keep
mean
it positive.
It's weird how those things can be so misinterpreted, too.
Yeah. But see, I think that was built to separate us as well. So, like, I just promote peace and positivity. Like, that's why I just tell people just peace. Keep it positive, man. Even if somebody do you dirt, do you wrong, like, just keep it on the up and up. Like, don't revisit that, because it's going to stir up something in you to make you want to do something that's out of your element, that you shouldn't do or think about doing it, and you really shouldn't be thinking about it. You should really be focused on what it is that you want to do.
Right.
Instead of thinking like, man, I'm going to get them back, man. I'm going to get that revenge back. Like, you're wasting time.
Yeah.
Like, time is one of the most valuable currencies on the planet.
Time, like, is money. That's the old saying.
Nah, time isn't money, because you can always make money.
With your time, though.
No,
you have to give your time.
You can always make money, but you can never get time back.
Right. But in order to make money, you have to use your time.
Not necessarily, though.
Unless you're like an investment banker.
Exactly.
On Wall Street.
See? Well, I'm just saying, you can spend time with somebody, you can never get that time you spent back. You can spend money on somebody, and you can get that money right back.
Right.
But you can't get that time you spent with that person back.
That's a fact.
Just imagine, like, all the people, like, married for 10 years.
Two.
Then divorced.
We're already done already.
Are we done?
We can do extra time if you want, but give out your social media and stuff so people can find you.
Hit me up. Only one, two. Everywhere. Just type it in Google. You'll find me.
It's only, the word only, and then the number one, and then two spelled out. That's on Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff.
Everywhere.
And that's your website, too?
Yeah, everywhere. Just type it in Google. You'll find me.
All right. Very good, man. Hey, I appreciate you coming in. That was awesome. Do you want to stay and do extra time, or you got to go?
I think I got to go. My girl calling me.
All right.
You met her. You know.
Yes. I met her once, and she looked like she wanted to leave as soon as she got there. And I pointed that out, and it got a laugh, so I was happy about that. But, yeah, appreciate it, man. I'll come back, though.
Believe it.
We'll talk some more.
I'll be here.
All right, very good. You can find me on Twitter at @home_made_man, Instagram, Snapchat, all that good stuff. Check out the open mic every second and fourth Tuesday at Sly Bar, 2061 Central Avenue. Thank you, Sly Bar, for being a sponsor of this here show. We will see you next week. Check out hmbradio.com for more podcasts, including my mom's favorite podcast with James Bailey, the Dallas Cowboys podcast, and more. Y'all have a fantastic week. I will talk to you soon. Check out 96.7 FM. Cool stuff happening.